Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Christmas season is here. It's a wonderful time. This morning, our worship service will be a little shorter than usual because we're all looking forward to seeing our Australian Ballet Company perform Joseph and Mary at 11 o'clock. So I think we're all looking forward to that, so I'm going to be a little shorter than usual. I hope you don't mind if I'm shorter than usual. Is that okay? It's okay? The ballet will be a beautiful retelling of the Christmas story in dance, and I think it will help us to draw close to the Christ and to experience the wonder of Christmas, the wonder of waiting for Christmas. When the Christmas season comes, we have this feeling, we just know something wonderful is coming. Something wonderful is coming. And we begin to get excited about it. Well, 2,000 years ago, in the land of Israel, the Jewish people were also waiting for the first Christmas. Now, they wouldn't have called it that. They would have said they were waiting for the Messiah, the Savior of Israel, to come. But that's very much the same thing, because Christ is the Messiah, and his birth is the first Christmas. Now, a few of them amongst the Jewish people 2,000 years ago would have realized from careful study of the Old Testament prophecies that the Messiah who was to come would be Savior not only for the people of Israel, but for the whole world, for all of us as well. But a lot of them did not realize that and did not have that understanding of the prophecies. They didn't know exactly when the Messiah was coming. But it was a time when there was a growing sense of anticipation that maybe the Messiah will come soon. And they were looking forward to his coming. Now, some of the people who were waiting were shepherds. They were shepherds out in the fields. And the work of a shepherd is not so well known in Japan. We don't have very many sheep or shepherds in Japan. But in Israel, it's a very important role in the economy and in the society. There are people, many sheep, and there are shepherds taking care of the sheep. And if we look at the Bible, we find in the Old Testament, we find there are many examples of people who were shepherds who went on to become very famous people. People like Moses and David spent part of their lives as shepherds of the sheep, and later they became shepherds of Israel. It seems that there's something in the life of a shepherd and in taking care of the sheep that prepares people to take care of a nation as well, to be rulers among the people. Something about the shepherd's life equips them to shepherd not only sheep, but also the people of God. This morning we're going to turn our attention to a group of shepherds that was out there on the hills outside of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. It's the same scripture as was just read for the Advent candle, and I'll read it again. And they were out there waiting, watching the sheep, when something wonderful happened. Let's read it again in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Can you imagine what it would have felt like to be there on that night? Let's think back. We have a picture here to help you think. Being out in the dark, it's pretty dark. You can see the sheep a little bit. And you're out there and watching over the sheep in the middle of the night, and it's late at night, and maybe you talk a little bit with the other shepherds. But you're also careful to be listening. Listening for the sound of wild animals that might threaten your flock. Is that a lion? A wolf? Did I hear something? So you're listening for any wild animals that might threaten your sheep, even as you're talking, thinking about different things. And you spent many long nights like this, long and sometimes cold nights, out there watching the sheep. And perhaps on some of those nights, your thoughts might have turned to the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, that there's a Messiah coming to save God's people, Israel, and even to be Savior of all the peoples of the world. You might have talked or thought about these things in those long nights sometimes, and perhaps your minds turned back and remembered some of the scriptures that you had learned that prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. Prophecies like in the book of Isaiah that Isaiah the prophet left us, like 9:6, where it speaks of how glorious the coming of the Messiah will be and what a wonderful person this Messiah will be. Prophecy says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." A wonderful word. And you might be out there with the shepherds saying, "Wow, what kind of Messiah this could be to be called even Mighty God and Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace." You might have remembered some mysterious prophecies that were hard to understand, that compared the people of Israel to lost sheep and that spoke of a suffering Messiah. In Isaiah 53, 5 and 6, where it says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." If you were there 2,000 years ago, this is a prophecy that has some things that are hard to understand. How could this wonderful Messiah to come also be a suffering servant? Be challenged by the idea that we are all sinners who have turned from the way, and that our sins will be laid on the Savior. And you might have remembered that one of the prophecies about the coming Messiah said that he would be born in Bethlehem, a small town very close to where you're tending sheep. And you might be out there thinking, just over there is the town of Bethlehem. Maybe the Messiah will be born tonight. But you, Bethlehem Ephrath, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Can you imagine being out there watching over the sheep thinking, maybe tonight? Perhaps you had been thinking that every night for 10 years. But each time you're thinking, maybe tonight, just over there in Bethlehem, maybe the Messiah will come. You might have been thinking of all these things on that night when the Messiah was finally born, or perhaps you were just thinking of a hot breakfast after a long cold night. I don't know. Whatever you were thinking about, if you were there at that time, your thoughts would suddenly be disturbed, because suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. In popular culture, you go to the department store, you look around, in popular culture, angels are often depicted as these sort of cute little children with wings, you know. Ooh. You've seen the little cute angels. But in Scripture, when we look at the Bible, when an angel appears, the people are usually afraid, terrified. So The angel wasn't some cute little four-year-old girl with wings. A mighty and awesome angel of power that terrified people by his awesome presence. Many artists have tried to paint the scene of the angel and the shepherds. This painting is by Leona Lal Singh. I kind of like it. It kind of captures the idea of beautiful and a little bit terrifying at the same time. What did the angel say? But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Good news of great joy for all the people. The good news of Jesus is not just for the people of Israel 2,000 years ago or even for the nations long ago, but it's for us today. For all of us here today, Jesus is good news of great joy. For all people, we have people here from many different nations. Jesus is good news for your people and for you, whatever nation or people you come from. He's good news for all of us. And what is the good news? The coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. A Savior who truly has power to save us from all our sins and from every trouble because He is God Himself come in the flesh. Isaiah called Him Mighty God, Everlasting Father. God come in the flesh in the second person of the Trinity, Son of God and God the Son. Come to the fields near Bethlehem, announced as the coming Savior, in the words of the angel, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And the shepherds hurried off to Bethlehem, which was known as the town of David, to see and to worship this newborn babe. They understood from what the angel had said and from the prophecies that the child who was born, yet a baby, was worthy of worship. God come in the flesh. And in Luke 2:17, it tells us that after they had worshipped Him, after they had seen Him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They went out to spread the word about Jesus, the good news of Jesus, and that's what we're still doing today, 2,000 years ago. Sharing the good news of the love of God, of Christ Jesus. Same message the shepherds preached 2,000 years ago, although we have a better understanding of some things because it's after the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection and after the wonderful ministry of Christ on this earth and the ministry of the first apostles. But it's the same good news. God has come to save His people. At that time, Jesus came as a little baby. It was the first step on the long and lonely road to the cross where Jesus paid the price for our sins. But today still, Jesus comes into our hearts. When we believe in Jesus and trust in Him, for the forgiveness of our sins, Jesus comes and lives in our hearts. And though we can't see Him as the shepherds did, He is here with us now, in the heart of everyone who believes and present with His people through the Spirit of God. He comes into every heart that welcomes Him, that believes in Him and places faith in Him. And we know, as Isaiah said so long ago, that our Lord Jesus is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the great love you have had for us. It's my prayer, Lord, that each and every person here would open their hearts wide to receive Jesus. Help us all to turn away from sin and everything that is displeasing in your sight, and to welcome Jesus in this Christmas season, but also every day throughout the year. Help us to walk with him, to trust in him, to live in the light of your word. Send forth your Holy Spirit and fill our hearts, Lord, with the love of Christ, the peace and joy that comes of knowing you. Fill our homes with hope. Bind our families together in love with you and with one another. And help us to be ambassadors of Christ and of his love everywhere we go. Bless these who are gathered here today, Lord, and also all of their loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you would extend your hand of healing to all who are sick, that you would strengthen those who are weak with your mighty arm, that you would provide for those who are in need of jobs or finances or of any other thing. Provide for all needs, Lord, and teach us to walk in your ways. Teach us to go forth as the shepherds did, spreading the word about Christ, the Savior, God himself, who has come to his people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.